and say before you leave the scene and leave it clean?
Well, I have been enjoying the segments, the motivational moments, and also meeting the interesting people that come in through the Lighthouse chain. I've really been having a good time, and I want to thank Michelle for coming and spending time with us and enlightening us on Charger Syndrome. That was something very special to hear tonight. So I've learned a lot. So we say thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming in.
Of course. My pleasure to be here and to be invited was really wonderful.
We really appreciate it. We learned a lot about Charger Syndrome.
That is my goal.
Alrighty.
Well, we're going to continue to help you get the word out as well.
Wonderful.
I'll be sharing that information with people that I speak to. I want to say thank you to the listening audience, too, for tuning in to hear about Michelle and Ethan and Charger Syndrome.
And we look forward to updates.
Okay, that definitely
would be really nice.
Of course. Yep. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, have a good night. Have a safe trip home.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming
in. Thank you.
Anytime.
All right. So you just take them
off. And all you folks out there that are listening.
Okie dokie.
And let's just say if you have someone or you know someone who's visually impaired, don't forget. In Central Florida, there's a place called Lighthouse. There's lighthouses all over the country. The one we're close to, the one that supports our show, is the Lighthouse in Central Florida. Because without them, we don't have a radio show. And they're fantastic people. They're nonprofit, just like us. We are a nonprofit, 501c3, and so are they. What?
I'm getting cues from Jarrell. We're going to the top of the hour for a station ID break.
We're going to top of the hour. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blog.
You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming, and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. This is your host, Michael. We're live from Orlando, Florida. And I'm here with my co-host, Lynn Golder. Lynn, you there? Oh, good.
Welcome back to the second hour.
The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Let me tell you a little story. It happened to me last week. I don't know if it ever happened to you. If it did, call in and we'll discuss it. I'll tell you a very quick story. When I was sighted, I traveled a great deal. I was away pretty much 200 nights a year. That's 200. I stayed in hotels. I primarily stayed in Hilton. And over the years, many, many years, going back probably 30 years, I became what they call a Hilton Diamond. And in the last 5 years, they made me what they call Lifetime Diamond because I put on so many rooms and so many miles and so many this. So I have a special number to call. Okay. So, last week, I wanted to make a reservation at my great niece is getting married, and I wanted to make a reservation for her wedding. So, I called up, I used my jitterbug phone, and I said to the operator, would you get me my diamond desk? And it right off the bat, it goes to my diamond desk, because I don't know the number by heart, but it's programmed my phone. And the computer answered the phone. They asked that to me, what is your phone number? Which I gave. And they said, okay, it corresponded with what we have on your records, I guess. And then it said, what is your zip code? So I gave it. And then I went in a different direction. I don't know what they did to me, but they didn't put a diamond desk. And they finally, someone answered after a long time. And I said, are you Diamond Desk? No. Well, I'd like to speak to the Diamond Desk. I'm a Diamond member. Oh, what is your account number? I don't know it by hand. You don't know it? No. Can you read it to me? I don't have it with me. I'm blind. I'm sorry. I don't know what it is. I don't memorize all my cards that I have. Some people that I know, they memorize a lot of cards. I don't. So they say, all right, we'll put you through Diamond Desk. Okay. So then here comes the computer again. It started with the same nonsense. Finally, I got the Diamond Desk. I probably spent 10 minutes with this computer and going back and forth. Finally, they answered the phone. I said, this the Diamond Desk? Yes. What was that?
It's okay, Michael. It's just my stuff fell down.
Oh. Anyway, the Diamond Desk finally answered. So I said to the young lady, what is the problem here? And she says, your zip code doesn't match your address that we have on file. So I said, what's the address you have on file? And they gave it to me. And I said, I haven't lived there for a few years. And she says, well, you have to change it in the computer. Well, here we go. I said, well, ma'am, can you do me a favor? can you change it for me? I'm blind and I don't use the computer. And she says to me, we can't change it. I said, why not? Because we're not allowed to change it. I said, well, let me ask you a question. I'm blind and I don't use a computer, so how do I ever change it? Well, you'll have to get someone to change it for you. And I said, look, I'm the one who does all my reservations. And I said, it's not right. You know, I really feel discriminatory for a blind person. I said, let me speak to your supervisor. The supervisor finally gets on the phone and says, can I help you? I said, yes. I said, let me explain something to you. I'm blind. I don't use a computer. How do I change the address? And she says to me, well, I don't know what to tell you. I said, let me explain something to you. We have a major problem. The major problem is I don't think I'm alone. I may be alone, maybe about the only blind person who is a diamond. Maybe there's more diamonds out there that are blind, but I'm a lifetime diamond. I should get some kind of respect and some kind where they can change it for me. And I said, what you're saying to me is if I don't use a computer and I don't have sight, I can't do it, what do I do? And she says to me, don't know what to tell you. I said, well, I guess I have to hire a lawyer. I said, this is discrimination. I said, I can't believe it. I can't do business with you. And she said, well, let me find somebody who can write to you or call you. I said, look, I don't want anybody to write me. I can't read it. So tell you what, let them call me. So I give my name, phone number, and they already had my email from years ago when I could see my email. Sure enough, Lynn tells me about 3-4 days later, last week, we got an email that someone wrote to me and started up by saying, I'm sorry you're having a problem. I understand that you're visually impaired, but the system is you have to use a computer to change everything. Now, that made me mad, and I really didn't want to let Lynn read it to me. I'll tell you why. Because she knew I couldn't read it because I'm visually impaired. I asked them to call me. Well, I called back again the same number that I was messing with before and forgot my diamond desk. And I spoke to again the supervisor and I said to him, you know, this is getting more ridiculous. You have somebody who wrote to me, which I asked someone to call me, and they wrote to me and I really didn't want to read it because I can't read it because without my wife reading it to me. All right. So make a long story short, she says to me after trials and all these trials and tribulation, they will now change my address and everything and do it by hand because of the situation. I said, you know what? If I wasn't aggressive, all this wouldn't have happened because what do other folks do? So I'm talking to you now, audience. If anybody else has a problem or went through like situation like this, I'd like to hear from you because I know my friends are going to say to me, well, if you used a computer, this wouldn't happen, which is correct. But folks like me, I know my buddy Gary Sinclair and myself, we don't use a computer. I don't know how, he don't know how, and I'm sure a lot of you else don't know how to use a computer. So those folks who are blind and don't use computers, we have problems. So anybody out there who's got anything to say about what I'm saying, I appreciate to hear from what you have to say, how you would have handled it. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I don't take lightly of this because I gave Hilton a lot of money, a lot of money. I said 200 nights a year for about 30 years. About that, 6,000 hotel rooms, that's a lot of money. So the bottom line is this way. You got anything to say? Call me up. I'd like to hear from you. 407-894-1680.
Well, while we're waiting, Michael, to see if anybody's going to call, and before we go to the break, I'd like to do, I have so many PSAs to do.
Let's hear it.
So I will start with locally, and we'll just work my way around here in no particular order. This is from the GOCB, the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind in Orlando. Let's see. Their first meeting is Saturday. Actually, it's not the first meeting. It's anyway, Saturday, October 7th is the meeting in the morning. They meet at the William Booth Towers at 633 Lake Dot Circle in Orlando from 12 to 2:30. And the meeting will be full of business. I'm just reading this verbatim. The meeting will be full of business, as one of the items on the agenda is to present the nominations for officers for the election in November. They will also be taking membership dues, so please bring them or send them to Sheila Young, 2304 Amherst Avenue, Orlando, Florida, 32804, and the dues are to be paid by November 15th. The guest speaker will be Orlando Fire Assistant Chief Hazadian Smith. He is the EMS Division Chief. He will be talking about persons with special needs and the importance of being registered. This organization, they visited 145 nursing homes and senior living facilities, as well as some of those who are registered with the disaster program after Irma. So this is a really important lecture by the Orlando Fire Assistant Chief Hazadian Smith. He is the EMS Division Chief. So please spread the word. Come join them. And it is this Saturday, October 7th at the William Booth Towers, 633 Lake Dot Circle, Orlando, Florida, from 12 to 2. If you'd like more information, you can always get a hold of Sheila, and her email is just sheilayoung125@att.net. sheilayoung125@att.net.
You know, if any of you who are listening to this show have any PSAs...
Oh, I have more here.
Just one second. If any more PAs out there you want to call in or you want to write to us, you can write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you have any PSAs, let us know. If you have anything to say, write to us. If it's something good, like to hear it. And if you have something too bad, well, you can write about it too. Like to hear any comments, write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Go ahead, Lynn.
Okay. Are we going to break now? Okay. All right. So this one is for the blind and visually impaired bowlers. And this is in Largo, Florida. So every first, second, and fourth Saturday, they meet at Liberty Lanes Bowling Center from 11 in the morning to 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And the bowling alley is at 11401 Starkey Road in Largo, Florida. And if you would like information, and by the way, it's only $7 for three games. So if you'd like more information, you can call 727-397-3947. So that is for the blind and visually impaired for the bowling. And then we have something here about the Pinellas Council of the Blind. And I'll just read this. Let me see something here. To learn more or to become a member of the Pinellas Council of the Blind, please contact Project Insight at the Florida Council of the Blind, 800-267-4448, or email floridacouncil@comcast.net. And you may also call our friend who was here last week, Eugene Batke, at 727-420-9128. And if you can't remember all these phone numbers, just listen to the podcast later. You can get the phone numbers again. But Eugene's number is 727-420-9128. And that is for the Pinellas Council of the Blind. And they're also on Facebook if you'd like more information.
By the way, if you miss any part of this show or any show in the past, you could just go to our website, which is blind and, don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and listen, or I should say, listen and you'll hear everything. It's blind friendly.
Yeah.
What, Lynn?
No, I've just, actually, we were supposed to be in break. Things are a little bit confused today.
We're going to break?
Let's go to break and then we'll take our guest caller.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go too far. We'll be right back with
Do you realize that in only a few years, you will be able to vote? You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting. Join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at VotecDesignedForAll.com. That's VOTECDESIGNED for all.com.
Logan Tech, the makers of the 6-dot Braille label maker, the only electronic take anywhere Braille label maker that produces crisp, clear Braille that strikes, scores, and cuts in seconds. It has exploded on the global market because it just makes sense. Now you can label groceries right in the grocery store. Do you have 1,000 CDs to label? No problem. It takes the chore out of the chore with large, soft, 6-dot Braille buttons. Logan Tech also makes the Braille Coach, the take-anywhere Braille teacher that is completely customizable. Are you ready to learn Braille or improve your skills? The Braille Coach will help you get there. With CARE credit, HSA, and other funding options, it's as easy as ever to get yours. Visit us at logantech.com or call 866-962-0966 to learn about our whole family of devices and products built right in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Don't forget our special offer, $50 off any device over $500 and $50 off an additional free box of label tape valued at $34.99 with any 6-dot Braille label maker purchase. Visit us at our website at logantech.com. What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stamped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Welcome back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I believe we have a guest on the line. His name is Jason Stark. Lynn?
We do. We have our Jason Stark on the line, and Jason is the project director of the Described and Captioned Media Program, which is funded by the U.S. Department of Education and administered by the National Association of the Deaf. Welcome, Jason.
Hey, Lynn and Michael.
Welcome.
Thank
welcome.
You so much for having me tonight.
Welcome. Our pleasure
well,
to have you.
You'll be teaching us a lot tonight because we don't know anything about this project. So we are all
about,
ears.
Tell us about it.
Well, certainly. Well, the Described and Captioned Media Program, I'll use the acronym DCMP, has actually been around since 1958, believe it or not. And way back then, the project focused on providing accessible captioned movies in the movie theater. When sound was brought to the theater experience, of course, deaf and hard of hearing viewers were effectively shut out. And so this project stepped in to make entertainment films accessible and has morphed over the years to where now, as Lynn mentioned, we are fully funded by the U.S. Department of Education and focus on making accessible media available to kids who are visually impaired or deaf or hard of hearing for use in the classroom.
Well, tell us more.
Okay. We've got about 6,000 educational titles. So we have everything from, you know, math to English to hygiene to history. And anybody who works with a student who is blind, visually impaired, deaf, hard of hearing, or deaf-blind qualifies for our program. They fill out a very short enrollment form and get access. The service works very similarly to Netflix. We offer streaming to computers and set-top boxes. We do have a DVD through the mail service, so those folks who don't have access to the technology or the bandwidth to support streaming can order DVDs that are mailed to them with a return address label to send them back to us after their period's over with. And we'd love to have all of your viewers who qualify have students to visit our website at dcmp.org and see the collection of materials that we have available, and we'd love to provide media to those students.
Well, we just had a guest on whose son has CHARGE syndrome. Did you ever hear of that? Because we never had heard
of it. I have, yes.
I wonder if they would be a candidate for your program.
They absolutely would be. Mm-hmm. Basically, anyone who any student who would benefit from the use of that accessibility, whether it be captions or audio description, would qualify for the program.
So, how do the schools
know about it?
Yeah, I can't talk either.
Well, sure. You know, the how do they know about it is a challenge, and that's why we're so happy that we have opportunities like this radio show to help spread the word. We're a very small operation of nine staff members that serve account holders across the entire country, and so we do our best to get the word out, but it's definitely a challenge. So in order to get an account, you just go to our website, which is ecmp.org, and fill out that short enrollment form. Again, teachers in the classroom, parents at home, category of people qualify and have relatively instant access to the collection.
If anybody has any questions for Jason, or comments, please call in 407-894-1680. You know the number.
I know I heard Sheila Young's name mentioned right before the break.
Mm-hmm.
Sheila and I are on a committee hosted by ACB.
She told me.
And
yes.
We are in partnership with them for the Benefits of Audio Description in Education
Jason,
contest.
I asked Sheila, I said, wait a minute. I said, now I was wondering if this was in competition with. And she goes, oh, no, they work together. I said, oh, good, because I didn't want
right,
to step
absolutely.
On any toes. Yeah. Well, that's great. Yeah, we've had Joel Snyder on several times talking about it.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
So your listeners may know about the contest, but basically what the goal of that contest is to have students who are using description watch an educational material, mm-hmm. and then write a short essay. We want to know, you know, what their impression of the
right.
description is, how that benefited their use of the material. And it goes hand-in-hand with DCMP because, really, DCMP is about the only source for educational described content.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lots of movies nowadays, thankfully, have description on the DVDs. Netflix is increasing their volume of described content. So there's a lot of theatrical movies that are becoming accessible. Unfortunately, there's not as big of a push on the educational side, which is why DCMP is so invaluable as a service, because we do our best to fill that need.
Well, tell us more about the contest.
Oh, certainly. So basically, what we suggest people do is set up an account with DCMP so that the student has access to our educational material. Some folks might want to borrow a film instead from their talking book library or their local public library, and that's fine as well. They write a short essay. We have four different categories of students, sophomores ages 7 to 10, junior, which is ages 11 to 15, senior, which is ages 16 to 21, and we also have an alternative assessment category. And so as those users, those students submit their essays, the deadline is December 1st. And we, as a committee, get together and review those essays and select a winner from each of those categories. The teachers of the students will get a small prize, as well as the first place students. second place and third place. I'm reading here from the contest
That's
website.
Okay, that's all right.
And so we have some writing tips for the students. Basically, want a pretty short essay of about 250 words. We, you know, explain that we want them to write in the present tense to make it fun. The fourth tip is dish the dirt. Say exactly what you think, but say it well. We definitely do want to hear both the good and the bad. Not everybody enjoys description. Not everybody's going to enjoy a particular title. They may not like the particular voicer that's doing the description.
Right.
We don't really want them to retell the story, just recant what they watched, but to, you know, really focus on the description and how it impacted them positively or negatively.
All right. Michael, you were going to ask a question, weren't you?
I was just going to, is there any charge for this service?
No, we are funded by the U.S. Department of Education, so there are no enrollment fees, no usage fees. People who borrow the DVDs from us actually get a return mailer to send those back to us that has the postage prepaid. So even those folks that are getting the DVDs are able to use our service free of charge.
So if somebody wants to listen to a DVD, then they have to get it directly from the DCMP. Not, you can't go to the library and then the regular library.
That is correct. Although the library may very well have some described content
there. I think they do. Yeah.
All of the DCMP content is either streamed through our website or shipped from our office in DVD format.
Okay.
And Michael, I heard your rant earlier about not using the computer. And we absolutely, even though most of our users do connect directly to our website, we have an 800 phone number and have customer service reps, and definitely will take orders from people over the phone.
See? Okay, great.
There you go. So it's totally accessible.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to have you call in on our children's program because we have schools listening all over the country.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
We'll be in touch with you off the air during the week. Okay, Jason?
Okay, that's fantastic.
And tell everybody, please, again, how they would get more information about the DCMP.
Sure. So on the website, visit dcmp.org, or by phone, you can call 1-800-237-6213.
Okay, that's the Described and Captioned Media Program. That's what that is. All righty. Well, we thank you very much for taking the time out to call us this evening. We appreciate it, Jason.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Nice meeting you. Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I would like to talk, before we go any further, about Polaris.
Polara.
Polara?
Yes.
That's the way I pronounce it?
Yes,
Polara?
There is not an S on the end.
Okay, Polara. I know about this company. I might not say the right name, Polara. I said it right, right?
Yes.
Good. Polara, if you don't know, you should know, especially if you're visually impaired. What they do, they'll hook up with a city, any city, and they'll put in these computers.
They're audible signals.
They're signals and the lights. So this way,
it's audible.
A visually impaired person can cross the street.
Right.
Now, most cities don't have this. They're advertising on our show. Matter of fact, we got them to advertise on our show because we listened to them. And they said, wait a minute. We'd love to have you anyway. And I gave them a good price. And they said, thank you. And they're advertising for a long time. But I want to talk to you about it separate from that. Because I really think it's really worthwhile for you to help us. I need you folks listening to help us because what they do, they try to tell a city like Orlando to put in these lights on the city. Now, here's the situation in itself. Orlando, we know, has a lot of visually impaired people. Philadelphia has, and there's a lot of other cities all over the country that has a lot of people that are visually impaired. But these cities, unless they get calls, don't put it in. And that's the kicker. That's the catch-22. They try to put it in. But unless you call up, and Lynn's going to tell you where to call in each city and who to ask for, you have to help us. So in the next so many weeks, we're going to pull up six different cities and work on those six different cities. If you'd like it to be one of your cities, then call us and let us know that you want those lights to be in your city. And then we'll work on those city halls about getting those lights in your city. We'd like it to be Orlando. That's one. We'd like it to be places like Boca or West Palm Beach or Philadelphia, because there's a lot of visually impaired people in those cities. And those lights would be needed when you cross the street. People that are visually impaired and blind going across those streets. We need those audibles at the lights for people to help us cross the street. But the catch-22 is, unless you help us, it's not going to happen. Because unless City Hall knows that you're interested in putting those lights in, they're not going to put them in.
Actually, Michael, I was looking. The official term is APS, Accessible Pedestrian Signal. And let me just read
a
little bit about it here. A lot of this is in the commercial.
And also
already.
Tell them where they should call in.
Well, they're just a local municipality. I don't have
But he mentioned where to call it in. You know where?
No, I don't.
You're not supposed to call City Hall. You're supposed to call the technical people.
I called the engineering department.
Department?
They sent us a new term, so I'll let you know next Sunday.
Okay.
But it's designed to provide audible and vibro-tactile cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. So not only can you hear it, you can also feel the vibration, which is really cool. It has a fully integrated push-button system. It has a built-in speaker at the push-button and raised tactile arrow on the vibrating button. It plays a locate tone or beeping sound once per second to help direct a visually impaired pedestrian to push the button. Volume of the locate tone should be low and only heard within 6 to 12 feet of the pole. Once you locate the push button, you will find the button has a tactile raised arrow that should point into the direction of the crosswalk. Let's see what else it says. Each time the button is pushed, you should hear the word wait. If you press or hold the button for 1 second or longer, you should either hear a click or a voice message. The voice message is also called a pre-walk information message. It can announce wait to cross Broadway at Main, traveling north, etc., giving crossing location and direction information. There's even an option to include crossing information in Braille. When the pedestrian walk signal turns on, the arrow push button will vibrate and an audible sound or indication will be given in either of two formats. This is technical, but it's good to know. Rapid percussive sound or speech walk message. For example, Broadway, walk sign is on to cross Broadway. Once the signal changes from walk to don't walk, the button will stop vibrating and the sound will change back to either the locate tone or a verbal countdown of seconds remaining in the clearance phase. Once the signal changes back from flashing don't walk to solid don't walk, well, of course, you're visually impaired, you wouldn't see that, but the sound reverts back to the locate tone played once per second. You can request the installing or maintaining agency to turn on features such as louder volumes, etc. Somebody asked us that a couple of weeks ago, if you could adjust the volume. You can ask your city to adjust the volume based on an extended push, how long you hold the button. And this equipment can be requested through contacting your local traffic engineering department. And these devices now come with Bluetooth technology with plans of a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate, actuate, and get crossing information from the smartphone. And next week I'll tell you the new term
instead of
traffic engineering
if
department.
If you want to cross a street and you want less problems,
call and ask for Polera.
Right. That's my suggestion. I mean, it's not costing you anything.
It's another phone call to me.
Yeah, it's not costing
you
anything.
We're not asking people to exert themselves too much
right.
out there. They're all
except
phone calls.
Except one thing. If you want to get killed, fine. Don't call up and don't do anything. But if you would like to cross a street and you don't want to get hurt and you would like to be in your city, have this thing put in, most cities will do it when they know you call up and ask for it. If they get a few calls, then they'll put the system in. That's simple. But they're not putting it in unless they get calls from people that are visually impaired and blind. And that's the whole issue.
All right. Are we going to go to break, Jarrell? Okay, let's go.
We're going to go break, and then we come back, we're going to do trivia.
Exactly.
I got a great one coming up. So stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. Got right back.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house?
Do you realize that in only a few years, you will be able to vote? You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VoTech is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VoTech values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votechdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting. Join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at VoTechDesignedForAll.com. That's VoTechDesignedForAll.com.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We're going to do a trivia right now. Wait a second, Jarrell. Don't do it yet. I'm going to give you a big, big, let's just say, hint on this next song.
Why are you doing that?
Because I love this guy. This guy's been around for years and years and years. He has an unbelievable voice. He's had many, 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 many hits. This is his first song that he ever had that was a top, I think, top 10 or top 20 song, but he's had many, many hits. Now play it, Jarrell. Let's see if anybody can get it. 407-894-1680.
It's not for me to say you love me. It's not for me to say you. And dream the glow.
Wow, you let him do the whole song.
I love that song. That's when you're the host, what can I say? I love that song.
I guess so. You get to do whatever you want.
Well, I love that song. People listening to that song, it's a little, I mean, what can I say? I was thinking about you when I was hearing that song. It's not for me to say how much I love you.
Alrighty.
We have some calls on the line, 407-894-1680. What's that?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? This is Dennis.
Dennis?
Hey, hi, Dennis.
Dennis from where? Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Chicago?
I think it's Bobby Rydell.
No, it's not Bobby Rydell. Bobby Rydell, you're not even close.
I'm still with my Dunkin' Donuts gift card from 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, when I answered the trivia query. I ain't getting it yet.
Hey, you should be getting it this week.
You should be getting it. You can blame the mail. That was a hurricane situation, yeah. It's on its way.
It's en route.
It's en route. Thanks for calling in, Dennis. Sorry you missed the song. No, not Bobby Rydell.
Okay.
Wasn't even close.
You see, people that live in other parts.
407-894-1680.
Other parts of the country don't realize that we have catch-up to do.
Yeah. Some of us don't know we had a hurricane here.
Listen, I have another PSA for our friends at the Pinellas Council of the Blind. This is in reference to their Low Vision Expo. This is really exciting. It's the 2017 White Cane Safety Walk, and it starts and ends at Evans Hall. Let me read to you about it. The Low Vision Expo in celebration of White Cane Safety Day. Life doesn't stop when you lose your vision. The Low Vision Expo is designed to educate blind or visually impaired individuals, their families, friends, potential employers, and the community about the latest resources, aids, technology, and services available in Pinellas County. There will be information and demonstration for all ages. Exhibitors will feature latest vision magnification equipment, the latest access technology and demonstrations, services to enhance independence, talking book demonstrations, AutoMark voter assist terminal demonstrations, and guide dogs. And this will be at October, next week, everything is next week, October 14th, 2017, from 10 to 2 at the Evans Hall, which is at Chapel on the Hill, 12601 Park Boulevard in Seminole, Florida. I'm not sure exactly where Seminole, Florida is, but I guess it's over by Clearwater and in that area, right? Pinellas County.
I thought Seminole County was over by us.
No, not Seminole County. Seminole, Florida.
Oh, Seminole, Florida.
Eugene Botke gave us this last week.
Oh, that's
so
over
it's
by
over
him.
By, yeah, it's all over
by
that
Clearwater,
way.
By Clearwater, by Sarasota. Yes.
So this is interesting. So next week, the Low Vision Expo, and that is on, where did it go? October 14th from 10 to 2. At 12601 Park Boulevard in Seminole, Florida. Well, those people listening in that neck of the woods, they know what I'm talking. They know where it is.
And any more callers on the line? I cannot believe the phone is not ringing off the hook. I just can't believe it.
No.
This guy's been around for years and years and years. Unbelievable voice. If you listen to that voice, that's why I love that song. It's not for me to say. Can't believe it.
People have not been getting your songs lately, Michael.
I'll tell you, he had another song. His first song was It's Not For Me To Say. His second song was a monster hit, too. It's called Chances Are.
Oh, yeah.
Chances Are. I can't believe it that nobody knows who we're playing.
Well, you want to give them a little longer? Or
no, I'm going to tell who it is.
Okay, you tell.
It's Johnny Mathis. I can't believe it. Johnny Mathis.
Well, they lost out.
I cannot believe nobody knew Johnny Mathis. That voice. That voice is so unbelievable, Johnny Mathis. He's been around for 50 years singing Johnny Mathis. He hasn't had a hit a long time, but he's done many shows. His voice is unbelievable.
Michael, to switch gears.
Yes. What?
Would you like to tell everybody about home care assistance in Orlando, a subject which is near and dear to our heart at the moment?
Well, let me just say this to you. We're going through the whole thing with my follow-up about home care.
If I sound kind of tired tonight, that's because I am.
And same with my mind, because
I am so drained.
I wish we had Jim in our area. We don't have Jim in our area. The home care for my follow-up. Home care could be for a matter of someone who came home from the hospital for a short time. Mm-hmm. It could be someone who's visually impaired and they want you to take you to the store or something else. I mean, he does all kinds of things as far as that goes, whether it be home care, as far as you're coming home from the hospital, you have a sickness of some kind, you want someone to take you places, he does that too. So he has a nurse. And by the way, all their people that come there are all bonded.
They're all screened.
Yeah. He doesn't charge that kind of money per hour. He charges money, but that's why he's in business. That's how he makes a living.
No long-term contracts.
Yeah, no long-term contracts. So give his name in the whole nine yards.
Yeah, so just call. If you need this type of assistance, just call Home Care Assistance. And their phone number is 407-232-7155. That's easy to remember. 407-232-7155.
And not only that, he's a very, very, very nice guy.
He'll be coming into the studio again in the very near future.
Very nice guy. His people are tremendous.
They are.
And they're all bonded. Yep. I can't believe nobody got Johnny Mathis. I just can't believe it. Blows me away.
I'm sorry, Michael. Oh, my goodness.
I'm blown away.
Today, this show was a very serious show this week, wasn't it?
That's why I played the two slow songs with Barry White and Johnny Mathis.
Sometimes things are really hopping, but this week we learned a lot, and it was serious. We learned about charge syndrome with little Ethan, who goes to the Lighthouse Central Florida. And we learned about the described and captioned media programs, so all serious things. Oh, speaking of Eugene, he's probably going to tell me I didn't read it correctly or where Seminole is. Hi, Eugene.
Eugene's there?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Lynn. Hey, y'all doing a good job there tonight.
Thank you. Is it really 7 days? I feel like I'm looking right across the table at you, but you're not there.
Yeah, it's been 7 days.
Oh,
is
my
it Eugene from Sarasota, Tampa? Where are you from, Eugene?
Clearwater.
Clearwater, okay.
So where is Seminole, Eugene? I said
Seminole is south of Clearwater.
Oh, okay.
Near you.
Yeah, it's Pinellas Park and just south of Pinellas Park and a little to the west.
Right. Did you recognize that voice, Johnny Mathis' voice?
Yes, I did, but I couldn't call in because I'd won not too long ago.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, it's every 3 weeks.
Yeah. So, I think it's been about 3 weeks, maybe 2 weeks since I won last.
So how are you?
I'm doing okay. I just want to appreciate you reading off about the Low Vision Expo and then about the council.
You're welcome. That's what we try to tell everybody.
And I'm going to send an email out to some ladies that work with students with disabilities about the DCMP.
Oh, wow. Jason would love to. Yeah. I can send you the information if you like, Eugene.
Okay.
The website and all that and the email if you'd like.
Sure.
I'll do that tonight when I get home.
Now, I know it's DCMP.org.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's actually an email here. It's pretty easy. It's just info@DCMP.org.
Okay.
Yeah. I had never heard of this. We have heard of the audio description project, but we've never heard of this.
Right.
Did you ever hear of charge syndrome?
No, I didn't. That was interesting to hear about that, too.
Yeah, we never did either.
I give that mother credit. She's taking care of her son real good.
She really is, and she was very sweet.
And I'm sure she would be interested in DCMP.
She would be. Yep. Yep.
Yep. I give a shout out there to a couple of other people, Sheila Young, and of course Gary Sinclair.
I'm sure they're listening.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in.
All right, y'all take care, and I'll be listening to you next week again.
Okey-dokey.
Thank you, Gene.
It's nice to know you're out there, Eugene.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate
bye-bye.
It.
All righty. So, you know what else?
What? What else, Lynn?
Well,
I love you. I know that.
I know you do. I love you too. I was looking at what's October all about. There's so many things going on in October. It's mind-boggling. Some are serious, some are funny, but of course, there's the White Cane Safety Day, which falls on the 15th. We will be here, and we will be talking about that. And also, I don't know if you remember, because that October is National Bullying Prevention Month, and we will be having a young blind student from the Blind Judo Foundation calling in October. That will be actually during our children's show. We'll see. Maybe we'll have him call into the adult show also. October is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And October is also, I did not know this, National Disability Employment Awareness Month, which is a national campaign that raises awareness about disability employment issues and celebrates the many and varied contributions of America's workers with disabilities. And I wrote down the website if anybody was interested in that. It's just dol.gov and then /ODEP/topics. Well, you really just have to go to www.dol.gov. And you can learn more about that, Disability Employment Awareness Month. Let's see what else. There's so many. It's also Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and you're supposed to wear purple in honor of that. And then there's some, also, I've just read some of these. It's interesting. October is Adopt a Dog Month. Michael.
I'll start.
Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. Michael.
I'll start. I've never said no to my wife. You know that? I've never said no to my wife. We've been married now, going to be 30 years. I've never said no to my wife. But I will say, don't start. Don't start.
All right. Well, this is in alphabetical order. So it's also AIDS Awareness Month, which was started by President Reagan. I don't know if you knew that. And here's a funny one. American Cheese Month. American Pharmacist Month. Let's see. Antidepressant Death Awareness Month. Apple Month. Now, what is this? Bat Appreciation Month. I don't know what that is. Do you hear that one, Jarrell? You appreciate bats? I don't get that one. Let's see what else. Breast cancer, I said that one. Caffeine Addiction Recovery Month. Children's Magazine Month. Church Safety and Security Month. Church Library Month. Let's see. Class Reunion Month. And there's links to all of these. I found these on a website. Domestic Violence Awareness Month, I told you. Down Syndrome Awareness Month. Dyslexia Awareness Month. Eat Better, Eat Together Month. Emotional Intelligence Awareness Month. This just goes on and on every week. I can read some. This is crazy. There's so many. All righty.
I'm going to break.
No, it sounds like Jarrell is kicking us off the air.
Oh, my God. Goodness gracious. The show's over?
Well,
wow.
It's 8:55.
Wow.
I guess he's kicking us off the air. We weren't boring you, were we, Jarrell? So what else, Michael? We have a couple minutes, Jarrell. Yeah, I think he has a telephone call. While you're talking, I want to get my show book, Michael.
For those folks who are listening out there right now, remember something. Polara, that could help you. Maybe you get involved with the show. If you ever want to help us on the show, well, you can write to us too. Maybe you want to make some money and be part of the show. Maybe we can use you as well. Okay. If you have something to say, if you want to help us grow, if you want to make some money, we have a different place that could we can use you if you're interested. Write to us, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We'll let you know. We're trying to grow. So, anyway, we'll talk to you next week.
Well, wait, 1 second.
What do you want to
say? We'll take that caller in 1 second. I just want to tell everybody to please join us, Sheila. Yeah, that's right, Sheila. We changed it, right, Sheila? But you're going to come next week. So, Sheila Young will be in the house, and also Kim Charlson, the president of the American Council of the Blind, will be calling in this hour
next
two,
week.
So that'll be great. But we have a caller who wants to say hello and goodbye before we go off the air. Dave from Orlando. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Just a quick hi and bye, guys. I had to call when you were doing bat awareness night. So
yeah, what is that?
I just had to call at that point.
Okay.
I said poor. My poor friend is needing help when she's stooping to putting out PSA for the bats. So I hope you guys have a good week, and I will be seeing you soon. I have been listening in, but
right, and
I'm just unable to call.
So everybody knows, it's not to interrupt, Dave, everybody knows that you will be co-hosting on October 29th. The Halloween show.
So it's the Halloween show.
And Brenda and I get to eat lots of candy without any excuses. We don't have to apologize.
Nice. There you go.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Dave.
All right. You guys take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Wish you well. Jarrell, you did a very good show
thank
today.
You, Jarrell,
thank you so much.
Yay.
Thank you.